Parshas Bamidbar and a lot of Sefer Bamidbar is Miyachas Klal Yisrael with the Yuchsin of the different Shvatim to counting Shvatim. So there's three Mahalachim in counting Shvatim. The first Mahalach is the Binyan of Klal Yisrael by from Klali, and that's Shishim Ribu, and that's the safe Pasuk of all the counting. And so, in as much as it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Chiba of Klal Yisrael to count Klal Yisrael, bringing together all of Klal Yisrael is the minion of Klali. There's a minion of Shvatim, and the minion of Shvatim is something that we also understand. We know that every Shevet has its Nakuda. There's a din Kaimalon de Klal Yishifta, that a Shevet is not Kola. Just like Klal Yisrael is not Kola, the Shvatim are also not Kola. So there's in other words, each Shevet has its own Kiyum as a Shevet. Each Shevet has its own Tseva, each Shevet has its own Degel. So in Mela, there's a Nakuda about that. That's also something that we can understand. And then, so those two Dargis of Minyan we understand. But it says that by Yisialda Mishpechoysam, Suha Soishka Adas Meisol Mishpechoysam Lebeis Avoysam, that there's an Inyan of knowing the Shvatim Kifi the Beis Avos. And then you have later on in the different Minyanim, you have a pure of the different Beis Avos that was in each one. Besides the Shevet, you also have the pure of the Beis Avos. Here Beis Avoysam, Rashi says, means that Goshes you go Basa Av. But in the later Minyanim, you have all the different sub-mishpachas. The Chur, those sub-mishpachas don't have any special din. A Shevet has its halachas of different, each Shevet has a Sanhedrin, a Bezdin, each Shevet has its own Mokrim, its Nasi. In base of, it's just another subdivision. And yet, the whole minion is called the base of. And needs to understand what's the inyan of a minyan of base avos, and you know, it's besides shvatim, the subdivision of base avos. About the inyan bechlal of yuchsin, so it says that there's a medrash. It's brought in the Yalkut Shemayni. It's a small medrash called Asfal Yishim Zkenim, but the it's brought the Yalkut Shemayni brings it. It says, "B'shor shekibusos atayir niskanu umas oilum behed." The goyim were mekanin Klal Yisrael. Marol is karvesim in umas. Sosam pina Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu stopped the tainus. Omolem, he said, "Havili sefer yuchsin shalachem." Where's your sefer yuchsin? Shenema hovu l'Hashem mishpachos amim. Keshem shebarem ivim. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu is challenging them. Hovu l'Hashem mishpachos amim. Vayisyalda mishpachoseyem. And the pasuk that we have here by Yisalda Mishpachoysam. L'chein monam b'roish ha-seif ha-zeh acha mitzvahs. That's why immediately after the mitzvahs, you have this minyan. Eila mitzvahs shivas ha-smoishas al-bnei Yisrael ba-sinai. Vayikra finishes with the mitzvahs. V'achar kach vayidab ha-shem b'sinai suya soish kaldas me Yisrael. Shlo yizoch olitos ha-tev shlo yuchsin shalhet. So Chazal say over here that yuchsin is a tnai for Kabbalah Satayra, for Kabbalah Satmitzvahs, and that's why Klal Yisrael that had a clearly delineated Yichas were Zeicha to it. Umas Oilam didn't have a clearly delineated Yichas, so the lacking of Sefer Yuchsin were not Zeicha to it. L'chur Etshver, I mean, it says, by Tayra specifically, it says that all the Ksarim, Kesa Malchus goes Birusha, Kesa Kun goes Birusha, Kesa Tayra is Munach Beke Zobis, in Torah, the Iker is the person himself. So, Shmaya Baftalion, Mogerim, Begerim, all of the Inyanim of Torah Lechura are not the Muchashayat Yichus. It's not Kehuna, it's not Malchus, none of those Inyanim. So, where does Yuchsin come in over here? And it seems to be that that's the Taina to Mesoilam. The Mesoilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to them, and to us he gave it. It's also Madna. Chazal are very mefurish about the difference between why we were Zeich and they weren't Zeich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did go around to them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, and they said, "My Kosebe," and Klai Yisrael said, "Natsav Nishma." There's a clear difference between Klai Yisrael and Musa Ilam, why they were Zeich, the whole Sifra Advarim of Matan Torah. So why are we toilet on Yichas Stavka? There's also a medrash later on in Bamidbar. It says Torah was only given for those people that are shomer the yichus. Maybe it's Kedush, I don't remember. Also, the same Indian that there's a shmir be yichus, and it's hard to understand since when is yichus an Indian in Torah. It does say that the shchin is only shera mishpachas and michas b'Yisrael. The general understanding of that is that as the Kedusha Shabbai. In other words, the opposite of Mishpachas Miuchasas B'Yisrael is people that were Nichshol and Snus, and it's not so much the Yichus Nekuda as much as the Kedusha versus Snus Nekuda. But here it's like a mashma, it's a function straight out of the Yuchsin, of the being Mesiachas Mishpachaisam, and not the particular Kedusha. Specifically, we're talking about Torah, not Ashras Ashkina, does need a certain havan over here. There's a sefer in Tanakh called Divrei Hayomim. Divrei Hayomim is what it's called to us. The Chazal also called it, they called Divrei Hayomim, they called it Sefer Yuchsin. And the sefer starts Adam, Sheis, Enosh, it basically lists Sefer Yuchsin. Chazal call it Sefer Yuchsin, Yom Sha'av the Sefer Yuchsin. The Sefer Tanakh is called Sefer Yuchsin. It's very strange. I mean, the name Divrei Hayomim is talking about the world history. It's talking about Sefer Divrei Hayomim is used in Tanakh to describe history books. Yes, the Divrei Gvoreisav, Mocham Meisav, Divrei Hayomim means what the events that happen. Yet, Sefer Divrei Hayomim is really a Sefer Yuchsin. Even, forget a minute about the name, but Mitzad the Teichin Sheboi, you know, Torah is Torah, and it should be telling me things that are sweeping general klolim. About certain inyanim, so to tell me the story of Avraham Avinu is Torah, to tell me the story of Yitzchak is Torah. We understand it, and the sichas of the avodim and the abdi avos, those are all stories that are important in Yanav Emunah and Yanav Hashkacha and so on. You find a little bit in Torah in Yuchas that's kind of needed to fill the gap between Adam and Noach, to fill the gap between Noach and Avram, to understand how Misham and Afaitzu, it serves a function within a Sefer that's Torah. But Sefer of Divrei Hayomim seems to be the Iker Sefer Yuchsin. That's where it starts, and a big part of it is names and children of children, children of children, and so on. It seems mother to be kaveh that as a Sefer in Tanakh. It's an important thing. It's Sefer Yuchsin, it should have been another Sefer given over as a separate sefer, but why is that Torah? Why is that a chelak of Torah? That's the inyanim we want to try to understand. So let's start with a goyin over here, and the goyin over here says very interesting. The goyin himself, the mocker is at the end of Rus. There's likutim of the goyin. It's taken from someplace else. He explains here a chilak between Klal Yisrael and Umas Oilam in the Tzura of Yichus. It says, why is Klal Yisrael counted Lebeis Avoysom? And Umas HaOilam have Yichus Dafke Mitzara Eim, the Moshel, even though there is Yerusha by Goy, but Arayas is also only Mitzara Eim, and Klal Yisrael has his Yaldus Lebeis Avoysom. That's the Goyen Shtel over here. The Goyen also says, he speaks in other places, he brings it in Yeshayo. To be Kaveh Chiluk, Goyim to Klai Yisrael are called Bnei Imi, like it says in Sfei Hashirim, Bnei Imi Nichu Bei, we're related to them through the aim, but not through the av. That is the nekuda that the Goyen Ishtar Zahar. So the Goyen says the following chiluk. He says that the difference between an av and an aim, Chazal describe as follows. The av gives the loibin in the child the atzomis. The father contributes the white net, the bones. The mother contributes the flesh and the blood. That's the chiluk between the mother's contribution and the child's contribution. So the Goyen says that that's the chiluk between Klal Yisrael's yichus and Umas Olam's yichus. That they don't have a yichus of atzomis, the Goyen says. They don't have that bechin of atzomis. Mashen Kain, Klal Yisrael has the atzomis. The chiluk that the Goyen points out is that atzomis last forever, basically. Certainly the etzim that's called luz, netzakaisos is shayach tibchis ameisim, umasoylam anat shayach tibchis ameisim, and b'meila, it doesn't, because they don't have atzomis or so on. That's basically the mouth of the Goyen saying. The Kedakri leaves a lot unexplained. Let's try to understand it a little bit. The when we talk about the chiluk between atzomis and the basa, so the one chiluk is, it says lemoshel, it says by Akash Baruch Hu took out a tzela from the Adam, and it says vayiven as a tzela, Akash Baruch Hu built on it. Those things in the world that are what we would call soft, they spread out. Lamashal, if a person takes sand and he pours it out and he drops it, the sand pours out, it doesn't pile up, but rather it spreads out. If you take a stick, you take stone and you put it, it stands upright and it doesn't spread out. The teva of that which is soft, fluid, gel-like, is that it tends to flatten out. Those things that are rigid and stiff and so on stand. Those are that's the mitzvah of something like that. The chiluk is not mitzar atzmoi; both exist. There's not a difference between the two. The chiluk starts in the koyach of binyan. You can't build, in other words, no matter how much sand you pour on the ground, you're not going to have a sand castle. The sand will just kind of keep spreading out, and unless you do something drastic, unless you wet it and you megavel it and make it into mud or something, you're not going to get a sand castle. So legabe binyan, you can't ever have a binyan out of something that is soft, that's not hard. Those in Yanim that are hard, tough, stone, metal, wood even, you build on it because it has a metzias that can be, that one can build on. Let's explain it with one knage deeper a little bit. The Maral says in a lot of places that the teva of chomer, of things that are physical and substance versus spiritual or form, is that they are mispoel. In other words, they don't have a shape, they don't have a tzura, they don't have any, they take on whatever shape and tzura you give it. So for instance, when you have, sometimes you have this foam that falls in cracks in walls or whatever it is. So the foam itself is totally amorphous. You blow it into whatever cracks there are, and it fills up the cracks, seals the cracks, because it has no tzura whatsoever of its own, and fills up the other cracks and adapts itself to that disease. The teva of those things is its chaymer. It completely takes on whatever tzura is put on it, because it has no internal tzura of its own. It has no tzura. So l'mashal, let's take a look, a person, let's take the metaphor over to the world of people. A person who wants to enjoy life, that is his matar in life, to physically enjoy life, that person will be an unprincipled person. Because sometimes there's good kosher food, sometimes no good kosher food. You have to trade for food. Sometimes this is, in the north it's more pleasant, sometimes in the south it's more pleasant. Sometimes this person has the goods and sometimes that person has the goods. The mitzias of chaymer is it takes on whatever tzura it'll take on. A person who chanfes, who's a chaynet, means he completely has no principle of his own, and he adapts to whatever principles are kedai to have at that moment, because he's mufka from the world of principle. The world of principle says, despite adversity, this is the emes. The world of chaymer says, wherever is the easiest. One of the elementary klolim in physics is, physical things take the easiest route. So whatever is quickest, least resistance, unopposed by gravity, that's the way it'll go. So it's mitzias, anything that it's mitzias is called with chaymer, stays that way. That mitzias that has its own tzura will tend to have a problem with that. It won't bend so quickly, it won't be flexible, and it'll retain its own tzura. That's the way Maral explains a lot of places. Chaymer tzura, one is a mispoil and one is not a mispoil. Speaks about a lot. Minamayim shisu. The in Surah Adam, an isha and a keva, its teva is to, the teva of an isha is to be an ezer kenegdoi. Like Chazal say that Moshe, that there was ishach that she was married to a chassid, and she was koishe geshel tefillin, she married a muhsin, she was koishe geshel muhsin. That is her teva. Life is unbearable unless there's flexibility, unless there's stolen zechtzu. A child has his own schedule, and a child cries when he wants to cry and eats when he wants to eat. And the ability to stol zechtzu to different circumstances is very much a tchunas dekeva. That's the bus and the dam. And it's a very important chelik of Tzuras Adam. But its downside is that it has nothing of its own. It has no entity, no tzura, and nothing to it. The Zohar is the other way around. The Zohar has the Leibish about Somais. It has it has a certain tzura, and it's structured, which means the downside of it is that it's not flexible. And even when you need something to be flexible, it won't be able to be flexible. But Me'idach Gisa, it has a certain tzura. So the Zohar gives the tzura, and the Keva gives the Chaymer. That's the Shutfus of Zohar and Keva B'Bara. But those, both of them are chalokim in the Bria as well. There's Zohar and Keva in each person's practistic, and there's in the Bria itself HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world like that. The Umas HaOilam take, this is what the Goyen says, they're yoinik only from the Sheirish of the Ein in the Bria. They're composed of only that chelik. And b'meila, they have a shem b'nei aim, and they don't have a shem b'nei av. Whereas Klal Yisrael has in itself a mitzvah. The pshat in Umas HaOilam that they don't get up at Chiyas HaMesim is, if you keep changing your tzura every time, then there's nothing to come back to. In other words, if your mitzias changed each door to be like that door, then you don't have a mitzias better. Chiyas HaMesim is that there's a mitzias to come back to. There's an etzem luz that's not affected by anything. So tshayach that etzem luz will come back again. But when even the etzem luz is misgalgal into something else, it becomes something else, it evolves something else, then there's nothing to be chal Hashem Chiyas HaMesim. That's the chilik as far as the Chiyas HaMesim goes with the etzem. That's what the Goyen means. That's certainly the surface havana of the Goyim. Let's go. Let's take this nekuda one step further. The chilek is in the long run. Can you build on it or not? The av, the word av, is an aleph and a beis. In other words, the elementary piling up of something is where step two sits on top of step one. That is the binyan. The binyan is aleph beis, that you have the nekuda, and the nekuda itself can be seivel another piece on top of it. It supports the hemshach hadvarim. That's the sheirish of, that's the tzur of avos. So when a person has something, it's shaykh to build on it. For instance, a person who expresses an idea, anything that's logically sensible and tenable, you can extend it further. By definition, any logical cheshbon, any logical statement, you can build on top of it. So a person can say, if this and this, like when a person makes a shtickle Torah, this and this is the aside. So the best, one of the ways of either proving it right or proving it wrong is, lefi zeh, it should come out that in this case, the decision should be like this, and it's not. Or, remarkably so, it is. In binyan is the test of the firmness of the aleph. If the aleph is something that's only an ad hoc solution, it over here it's a teretz, but it doesn't work any other place, so that has no, it has no etzem to it, and has no binyan to it. Let's understand it a little bit more intrinsically. The word etzem, the Maral says this, the word etzem in Lashon Kodesh means a bone, and it means the essence of something, the atzmius of something. Something that is ad hoc has no essence to it. If my personality is thought out and firm, that's my personality. I'm a person who wants this or that or whatever. So let's say a person wants Torah at all costs. So the person is a Talmud Chacham, that's his metzias. But if a person is good with Torah because he's an yeshiva, and then he goes to another environment, that's not really important. And if he goes to a third environment, he switches something else, that's not atzmius to him. In other words, the atzomos are the atzmius of the person. A person who has basa doesn't have an atzmius to himself. So even though it's a big blob, but any metzias that is here and now, but doesn't last, and you can't build on it, is not atzmius. A person, for instance, you have a person who gets very enthusiastic. He's a very inspired person. And he gets turned on, he becomes very, very enthusiastic. But you say to yourself, you know, I know from experience he's got no staying power. So basically, as enthusiastic as he is, and as energetic as he's running to do it now, and so on, nothing. It doesn't have a hemshech, and the male, I can't even call that the person. Anything that's a mood, anything that's not atzmius, is not the person. So Kalal Yisrael has in itself an akud of atzmius, and the struggles, the nesionos are to distinguish between atzmius and not atzmius. The umas olam have only basa. They only yonik from the koach aim in the bria. They're not yonik from the ab. And b'meila, the koach ha'aim is something which is here and now. It has no hemshech, and therefore there's no seid of tchias ha'meisim in umas olam, inside umas olam, because its metzias is the here and the now. It adapts itself to what it is, and that's all it is. And therefore, you can't build any binyan on any hemshech on it. Klal Yisrael is not like that. Klal Yisrael has Etzim, it has Atzmius, it also has Yodah Yenika, but it has, and the Goyen says in another place that that's, it's the difference between the Chelak Elokai Mimal, the Rebbe Yitzchak Zichover says it, the Neshama that comes from Chelak Elokai Mimal has the Tchun of Etzim to it, it has the Tchun of Avus, the Koyach and Neshama that comes from like every other Baal Chai, that's Mekoyach HaEim, and that's already not Shayach to this. When we speak about Yuchsin, there's another Knesh to it. In other words, there's one level when you speak in Yuchsin in terms of Kedusha. A person who's Goder in Yuchsin means simply that he is very, very, the person is very Kodosh, he is Duaveris, and the person's parents are Averis. That's on the level of Taiv and Averis. There's another level in Yuchsin, that's relevant to us. Whenever you have something that, for instance, a person who's about taiva, by definition lives with the here and the now. Why did I live with this isha? Because I have a taiva. Do you want it to last 50 years? No, right now I have the taiva. Tomorrow I don't have the taiva. The whole musik of mishpacha is that a person looks at the mitzvahs of zivug as building for the tomorrow. That is the etzim of mishpacha. Mishpacha means that the person says, I want to take my nekuda and build on it. So about taiva, who's parutz in arayas, arayas mitzaretz toichin is going kule to chaymer in the sense that you take something which should be in the side of binyan, and instead you're making out of it basa and dam. That's all. It's tanugi basa, because it relates to the basa part of the person. So the yuchsin itself means that the person has built something for an asik. That's why I say to myself, I'm boidik the isha that I'm taking as an isha, because I'm trying to build something. And I'm not interested in the isha, I'm interested in the banim and the bnei banim and the bnei banim atzei kaladeris. That's my mahalach. That's what I want out of it. So those people that are shayach to the oilam of yuchsin are shayach to the mitzias of atzamos, to mitzias of hemshech, to mitzias of binyan. It says the pasuk she'ashirim, oches tana v'shadayim ein lo manasach sene b'yom shiduba ba, that the hero of she'ashirim was oimit in his nisayin, and he asks, what's going to be with my younger sister, or the heroine, what's going to be with my younger sister who's just maturing? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, the Pasuk answers, Im Chaymahi Nivna Le'Atreas Kasev. If she will be as firm as a wall, we can build an entire castle of silver on it. In other words, Binyan is Shayach only to as much Atzmis as there's underneath it. If there's Atzmis underneath it, it's Shayach Binyan, and if there's no Atzmis, it's not Shayach Binyan. That is the Metzias Dosinger Atzmis. So the Yuchsin, the Inyan of Yuchsin, is more than just that they happen to withstand a difficult Avera versus people of Nichshol and terrible Avera. That's not the only Nekuda. The final Nekuda is the Metzias of Leida, Zivu, Leida, Mishpacha, a Metzias of a Binyan, or is a Metzias of a lot of Arois, Aroi on the way. It's each time that he had a taiva, he was mizdavik, and sometimes it wasn't later, sometimes it wasn't later, but it had nothing to do with his teichin or his kavana or his purpose. That is yuchsin. So when Klal Yisrael when we speak about yuchsin in Klal Yisrael has sefer yuchsin, it means it's not just that everybody was kaddish and everybody only got married, and everybody had a mishpacha. You're talking about Klai Yisrael has a different surah. The Baal Tanya says, for him say, it's not only Baal Tanya, that Klal Yisrael, besides the Tzuras Adam, of all the people in Klal Yisrael together, that the Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehudi and Yisrael, all of them together snap into one Tzura, there's a Tzura mitchilas Kol HaDeiros at Seif Kol HaDeiros. There's a Koyma of Klal Yisrael. Just like a person, you can slice him both in width and in length and in height. A person has a Koyma in height, and the Kleisel and the Deris, that's why it's called Ikvis of the Mashiach, because we started with a Roish, and by the time we get out to Mashiach, we're holding by that Kibayim. So there's a Tzura of Klal Yisrael as a Binyan, starting from the bottom and working its way up. That is the Teichon of Klal Yisrael. Torah is different than mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, Bo'efen Klali, like we saw in Pergavis, is a Prak L'rechot. Every mitzvah is its own mitzvah. It starts when you start, it finishes when it finishes. Certainly it's nitzchis in the term sense of Olam Haba, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the praklit that you borei is nitzchis, but each mitzvah mitzvah atzma doesn't connect to the next mitzvah. If I put on agaba, it sometimes it shters. If I put on tefillin by rote, so the first 1,000 times I put on tefillin shters the 1,001st time, because it's hierarchical, it's rote. It certainly doesn't, quote-unquote, add up to anything. There's no mitzvah of opinion. Each mitzvah, that's why mitzvah is megin only b'shas asiyas a mitzvah. That's the surah of a mitzvah. The world of Torah, by definition, seichel, Seichel is something that is a metzias, it's firm metzias, and if it's emes, you can keep building on it. At some point, if it's not emes, then the size of the binyan crashes the whole thing down. A person says, you know, you're saying so much in the Rambam, it can't be that that's pshat. It's way too much to put into a Rambam. Or, lefi what you're saying, you should have a dozen chidushim, you don't ever find these chidushim, but currently you say it is wrong. So we disprove the voice of the Chaznish, is one of the Chaznish's rayas that something is wrong, is when you say a svara that should have a lot of halachic ramifications and you don't find any of them, that's clearly a sign of something very wrong about it. Because the mechus of Torah, in the Olam HaSeichel, you have binyanim and things keep building on top of each other, and if something is missing, the whole thing collapses. But the hallmark of it is you should be able to build on it. If you put in the foundation correctly, then anything you build on top of it is going to stand. If the first floor is firm, there should not be a problem with the second floor. If the second floor is firm, there should not be a problem with the third floor, and so on. That is the kesh of Yuchsin to Torah. So let's go back to the Nekudas we raised. Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer of Torah. It's the Chukim, the Mitzvahs, the Mishpatim, and so on. Klal Yisrael comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Umzal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Taina, why did you give it to Klal Yisrael? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because Torah by its nature cannot thrive within the context of Aroi, of Zmani, of Imahus. Umas HaOilam, by their Atzmiyah, their Teva is the here and the now. That's that they yonik only from the Shoresh of Aim. They're called Bnei Imi Nichubi. We have a common bond with them through Imahus. And therefore, to give them something which is Shayach to Binyan is not Shayach to Mesoilam. They don't have a place in. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Torah. It's not only being Shoresh Shechina in Yuchasin. Torah is Shayach to the world of Yichus. To the person that everything is dealt with as an entity in its own right, there's no mokum for Torah. Torah is not like that. Torah is, if you take a look in Mitzad, the Messiahs of Torah, the way the Rambam brings from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rav Ashi, Nimtzel, Kulam are from Moshe Rabbeinu. the whole mahalach of Torah, because that's its mitzias. Its mitzias is of a type that you can build on it, because these are emes. For instance, 2 and 2 equals 4. Even if the teacher showed a child 2 apples and 2 apples, and they're 4 apples, a few months later the apples that she's been using in class are long rotten, and not only don't you have 4 apples, you have no apples. But 2 and 2 still equals 4. In mitzvah, the Torah shebedava, the mitzvah is long gone, but the Torah is still there. Karbanas we stop bringing, but zvachim and kachim still exists as Torah. The Rav's Torah on zvachim is here, even though it hasn't been a Beis HaMikdash for 2,000 years. That's not in mitzvah the toichin sheboy. It's less forever, and that's why Torah has a special yichud to be shayach to michasim only. Everyone can. So we asked our shayla, but you don't need to be miyuchas. Adaba, there's adgash, you're not miyuchas. The answer is you do need to be miyuchas, but in a different way. And that's an akudah we want to explain. So what does it mean for us? If we're telling us that you need yuchsin, and that only mishpachas are miyuchasis, and so on. L'mayin afkimina. I mean, either we are miyuchas or not miyuchas. And we know, it says, kesa teir is munach, it's not kesa kun, it's not kesa emars, and so on. Where did this? I mean, there's all very nice things about Chai Yisrael. Chai Yisrael had wonderful avos. We're miyuchasim. We kept ourselves b'kedusha, and therefore zechol all these things. Is there a mahalach of avoda with these inyanim? Is it taking us anywhere? And the answer is yes, in two ways. The first oifen is that we can't jump into Torah from the side. In other words, a person has to deher his machshava as a hemshech of that was there before. The reason why we have such a perspective on learning that we take Torah from where we're holding a step further, and we don't go back, that we don't argue on the Gemara Tanaim Arayim, that's Meikra Din. That's because of Bezna Gadol's Chsima and so on. The fact that we don't argue with Rishonim, the fact that we don't argue with Achronim, Gedol Achronim, is, and if we do, we're very, very careful to make distinction between Torah Yevzich Nilumayt versus Halacha and so on. Besides the respect that is due them, besides the recognition of who they were, Lumasenu, it's much deeper than that. The mahalach of Torah is, if I have to reinvent the wheel, then every door is doomed to be a caveman, because I can't go further than that. It says in Sfarim, how come we go in Hayroa, we go Bas Achronim, even though Achronim are smaller than Achronim, mean the later generations versus the previous generations, is because the mashal is Kenanas al Gav Anok. It's like a midget standing on the shoulders of a giant. He will be 5 inches taller than a giant, even though the giant is 10 feet and he's 5 inches. But the fact he's sitting on top of his shoulders, the fact that we have Rishonim that went through the sugyas and gave us the major mahalchim, allows us to start where they finished. The fact that we have Gedol HaChorin that worked through so many shaylos and so many kashas and point out so many things, allows us to start where they stopped. Understanding of himself as a hemshich makes us be part of Torah. When I was a young bacha once, and I told the shtick of Torah to Adam Gadol, and he criticized it in a very interesting way. He didn't take issue with the Torah itself, whether it was right or wrong. He said, "You're jumping above yourself." Now, you're tackling a big problem, which is not a problem that you should be tackling. And that's what it means. Tosfos came before, and after Tosfos there came the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, and the Beis Yosef, and the Shach, and the Taz. You can't jump in and be part of it, because then you're being soysed the binyan of Torah. Torah built itself up. And b'meila, the extension, what you should be doing at this place is taking the binyan and going with it further, not starting a few flows below yourself. That's one inyan. So one inyan is the sense of keeping the mesiris of Torah, the sense of understanding yourself as a hemshich, that allows us to be so much further ahead. If we didn't have Rashi, if we had to reinvent Rashi, we'd be crippled. Every door would scratch the surface at best, and that would be it. The fact that Tosis points out the major tirutzim in Gemaras, the fact that Tosis gave tirutzim that are by and large the major tirutzim, all of those tell us that we can go a step further. So one inyan of yuchas in Torah, and not so much, I mean, whatever everybody's zeich is zeich, we're not violent to change that. But to the what it really means is in the tzushta. In other words, if a person starts where his Rebbe is finished and goes a step weiter, then the person is building on top of something. That's one afkemina of this musik of yichsim. The second afkemina is a deeper afkemina, and it's not only gabbat Torah, but gabbat the whole gamut of avodah. One of the most frustrating aspects of avodas Hashem is where a person doesn't feel that he has accomplished or will accomplish anything worth noting. A person doesn't see himself becoming a major Talmud Chacham, a major Tzaddik, doesn't see his Maisim. A person is thrilled and inspired by a person who was Makar of a whole city, a person who made big Talmidim, a person who wrote tremendous Chidushim, a person who did Phenomenal Maisach HaSadim. We dream and are inspired by Godless. Rightfully so. Those are the Maisim, that we hold up in esteem. A person who makes the Cheshm, and for basically all of us, a realistic Cheshm would say that we're not going to make any tremendous, tremendous thing. So what's the point of it? It becomes depressing. And yeah, a person can say, listen, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to do, and Shavati Yotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fine. But a person still, we live in Olam Hazeh. We need to have some sort of tefisa that we can understand. And so let's give a mashal for it and understand where we're coming from. Let's imagine you have a doyer that went through a tremendous Shas Hashmad. You have a door of Tamir Chachomim, then you have a door of people that went through Holocaust, Communist Russia, Shas Hashmad in Rome, where basically you could never learn, and all you could do was just hold on to Yiddishkeit for dear life. A person came to America in the hard years and struggled bitterly to keep Shabbos. I mean, looking at a sefer was out of question. A person remained an Amoraim through his life, but he held on to Shabbos for dear life. And he asked himself, so yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar and tzar agadati. What was the point of it? I mean, the point of my life is that I was never Chal Shabbos. The teretz is, no. You're one segment in 1,000 teretz, 100 teretz. It's just like when a person builds something on the base of what he's building, he puts a lot of time in it, because one unstable point over there and the whole binyan collapses. If the frame is not just right, then everything that you put on top of the frame is going to shift. If the foundation is not firm, the building's not going to be firm. You keep doing remeasuring, and keep checking yourself every single step of the way. Then afterwards it goes quite quickly. The fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put in a piece, how the Cheshm works, is his business. But you're not yourself. You are what you carry from before, and you are what's going to be built on top of you. And if your job is to hold on to Shabbos for dear life, so that your son has the convenience and he becomes Big Tom Chacham, it was built on you. The Im Chaymahi, Nivna Teos Kosev, you're the Chaymah. And it's not the Pshat, it's just something separate. Whatever comes on top of that is you. If a person lives with himself and for himself, and his whole mitzvah is just tainug of olam hazeh, so there is no. So you tell a guy who spent his life drinking beer, and doing nothing basically, and he happens to have a son who's a genius and becomes a big Einstein, and the guy walks up very proud. This is my son. What are you proud of? I mean, he's a biological accident. It's not your son. I mean, what is it your son? In what way is it your son? I mean, you do nothing. You have no shaykhs to Chachma. And he happens to be there. Your neighbors at best. But if a person builds because I'm building what I can in my life so that the next life somebody builds on top of that, and the life after somebody builds on top of that, and the one on top will reach the top because every layer was built firmly, then it's you. Just like the hands and the feet and the stomach of an accomplished person are accomplished because they're that person. In the look of Dairis, in the perspective of Dairis, whatever a person did is that was emes and firm and what he was supposed to do, then the hemshech, the accomplishment will be in the hemshech shabbat. And the hemshech is at seif kol adiris. There's a kremes adam of klal yisrael. That's why it says ein b'david ba'at shikalu kol ha'neshama shebeguf. Means because Mashiach is the siyum of the kremes of klal yisrael. You need every piece. So you need dairis, dairis, and dairis to do it. And it gives a person a whole perspective, a whole different perspective and understanding. That's why halachically, I mean, we don't find it says that if a person has a choice of he should go learn or his son should go learn, the halach is he goes first. I mean, there's no. But if the son is more mukhshir, the son goes first. It's hard to understand what kind of cheshbon is. The teretz is because there's brokar avua, because there's that connection. So b'meila, the son's learning is his learning. The question is how to arrange it. Is it my door, the door of learning, and your door, the door of supporting, or vice versa? But other than that, the etzem mitzias is mitzarf to one mitzias. That's the sefer yuchsin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meina klal yisrael with base avos. In other words, klal yisrael ashvatim that click together, and their base avos that are misyale. It says vayisyaldu means. It's reflexive. If you were to take the word vayisyaldu literally, it means they cause themselves to be born too, which doesn't have any meaning. But yes, it means they place themselves in a line of yichus. It means both directions. There's a chiv. When we finish Sefer Vayikra, and these are the Torah and the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzava us, we now look at ourselves as from a yichusnika perspective. The minion of Klal Yisrael is in the breath of Klal Yisrael. That's the Shvatim. Ruvain with Levi, with Shimon, with Yehuda, with everybody together. Levi in his own minion, but all the pieces together, that's one surah of Klal Yisrael. And the Mishpachosam, the Beis Avosam, is the second surah of Klal Yisrael. It's a surah of Klal Yisrael at Seif Kol Adiris. And in that Knech, it's Vayisyaldu. And it's mechayev us two things. It's mechayev us that in Torah we should stell ourselves to what was. The hemshach of the Messiah gives us the backing of the others. If something is been worked through Dairis, we know that we stand on safe ground. If this has been the mahalach and the psak and the din and the hashkafa that's been going for Dairis, we stand on safe ground and we can build on it. Whereas if we have to build anew, we have no idea of how strong the binyan is. And on a more subtle level, it gives us a perspective on the future. Once a person, in a certain way, every person is individual, every person looks for his accomplishments, and that's fine. But in a much deeper oifin, the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for Mesiras Nefesh only, and he seemed to have had things so hard and nothing accomplished. What do you mean nothing is accomplished? You're that piece, just like the foundation is the piece that gets covered, but everything stands on it. Who's to say that that's not your chelik? Your chelik in Torah is that you fought, struggled, and you put down what you could put down. You did what you could, and the dairis that will come afterwards are you. It's not only you caused them to be born and you helped them along. That's the tzur of Klal Yisrael. If you do it right, if you do what you're supposed to do, and you do it right, and you do it b'shleimus, then at seif kol adiris, that hemshech is going to be your realization.